Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. The Food Guys were sitting around the other day and we were talking about nut butters, of all things. You know, I make my own peanut butter. I just got fed up with peanut butter because the good peanut butter in the store, suddenly one of my favorite kinds was being made with palm oil and they were adding a little sugar and stuff
not
like that.
Good.
And I thought, no, I'm not going to mess around with it anymore. So I found that my favorite nut, which is the Spanish peanut, they were actually dirt cheap, roasted and salted. You can buy them for $2.50 a pound usually.
Wow, that's a great deal.
So if you make a pound of peanut butter, which I don't suggest you should do all at once, it would be costing you next to nothing. I started making it. I make about 4 to 6 ounces at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It takes me a cup and a half of peanuts.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do?
I put them in my Cuisinart in the small bowl, just turn that thing on. And it takes a while for that thing to grind up. At first, you think, really, nothing's happening. It's just getting kind of smashed up. And it looks like heck, to say the least. But if you add a little bit of peanut oil, a good peanut oil, suddenly something happens. It starts to flow, and you've got peanut butter.
Yeah, you need the heat so that you can coax the oils that are in the peanut to come out. And the whole trick with nut butters is the fact that these nuts are very high in fat, and they're a good fat, but you need to break them down. Certainly a blender can do that, a Vitamix or a Ninja blender. There's so many blenders out there. In many cases, you won't have to add anything. Keep at it, and maybe 2-3 minutes of blending at a high speed, and then the oils come out, and you have ultimately a smooth nut butter. If you stop it before the nuts are entirely pulverized, then you have a chunky
butter. If that's what you like, now you've got the one you like. The thing is, you don't have any excess sugars in there. You don't have palm oil or something like that. You don't have something that's going to make it last on the shelf for 3 years, something. All these things are problematical, believe
me,
folks.
Yes.
You pay for those things in the long run. So you can do it with lots of different kinds. But you were mentioning that to me. For instance, hazelnuts.
Yes, I love hazelnut butter. First of all, I'd have to roast the hazelnuts. They have this little skin on them that doesn't want to come off. If you put a sheet of hazelnuts that still have their skins on in an oven, say at 350 degrees for 10 minutes, the key here is if you can smell the nut, the roasting nut, then you take it out.
Get it out of there.
Okay.
You don't
leave
want
it too
to
long.
Burn.
You take the nuts out, put them into a cloth towel, wrap them up, and then rub vigorously to get rid of as much of the skin as you can. Pick the nuts out. There'll still be some skin left, but that's
probably
fine.
Yeah,
most of it will have come off.
Most of them have a little bit of skin left.
And then you can pulverize them, as we've already talked about with the peanut butter.
Sure.
And then you get a wonderful nut butter. Nutella is basically hazelnut butter with chocolate.
Yeah,
you can make
add
your
some
own.
Chocolate. Yeah,
you can make your own.
Yeah.
Nut butters, they're wonderful spread on toast and then with a little bit
wonderful of
jam. They really
they're
are
delicious,
terrific.
Really.
You can do this with almonds.
Yep.
And the almonds can be skinned or not. I prefer to leave the skins on. Toast them the same way you would the hazelnut, 350 for about 8 to 10 minutes. Cashews.
Cashews, yeah.
You can buy raw cashews and then toast them. Or you can buy salted cashews and then just pulverize them. Cashews are really buttery. And then, of course, the fattest nut of all.
What's that?
The macadamia.
The lordly macadamia.
The lordly macadamia. You can use macadamia nut oil in cooking, and macadamia nuts also make a great nut butter.
Yeah. I was just looking through the cupboard at jars that still remain of almond butter, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, there's sugar in it.
You don't want that.
And there's palm oil in it.
No.
And I think, what is going on? What is with these people?
But
they,
it also shows you've got
themselves to
read the labels.
So I'm not eating any of those things anymore.
No, you make your own.
Yeah, make your own. It's so easy to do, and you'll love us for it, and you'll come back next week for another issue of The Food Guys.